Right now on VFN TV, we're going to have Apostle Kaderi from Nigeria. We're going to hear about 12 facts about Nigeria. We're going to find out what life is like in Nigeria, find out what the church is doing in Nigeria, what some facts that America gets wrong about Nigeria, and young victims of persecution, Christian persecution in Nigeria, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. Today, joining me on VFN TV is Apostle Isaiah Kaderi. It is so good to have you here today.
So good to have you too.
I'm telling you what. Well, first of all, I want to be able to introduce you a little bit about your wife. This is, you know, of course, your Apostle Isaiah Kaderi, but Christiana,
yes,
is your wife. Our audience is seeing her right now. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I am Isaiah Kaderi from Nigeria, as you have rightfully said. My wife, Christiana, we have 12 churches in Nigeria, and we are the founding apostle of God's Standard Bible Church, Nigeria, and other part of the world. We are trusting the Lord that the vision that God has given to us to reach the unreached, that's what we are pursuing on a daily basis. I have six children. We have six children together.
Wow.
Been married for 27 years now.
Wow.
And God has blessed our marriage with six children.
Wow.
Four boys and two girls.
Wow, that's beautiful.
The name of my first daughter is Miracle.
Wow.
Because it took the miracle of God for us to have her, because my wife had some complication, you know, during the delivery of that, our first daughter. So, but we prayed, and God answered our prayer. After she labored for 3 days and could not have baby, and the Lord God heard our cry, and she delivered safely by the mighty hand of God.
It's like Hannah.
And the Shekinah glory of God. So we call her Miracle of God.
That's beautiful.
And my second daughter is called Perfect.
Oh, wow.
So I have four boys. The first boy is called Prince. The second boy is called Aquila. You know, from where you, it's a Latin word for eagle, Aquila.
Ah.
So my third boy is called Evidence of God's Goodness. So we call him Evidence.
Oh my goodness.
And my last baby is called Abundance of God's Goodness.
Wow.
So that's how we give name to our children, based on circumstances. And, you know, we actually prayed for four children when we were to get married. And we said we needed two boys, two girls. So, and the Lord blessed us with six.
Wow.
And then we now say, oh, this is abundance of God's blessings.
That's beautiful, though. That's a beautiful way to see the miracle of God in birth.
Yes, that's right.
You know, America, we're having an issue right now. We have a president in office that's wanting to end abortion and the killing of children. And we've been praying for years that it would end. And it's exciting to see what life is really like when you rejoice over your children and God provides them.
That's right.
You know, a lot of our audience is wondering where, I guess I shouldn't have named my son Bubba. He's not. His name's Jared. But welcome to the Gulf Coast, right?
Thank you.
So, but man, I should have named you something different. It's a miracle. He is definitely a miracle.
Yeah.
So for our audience, I want to be able to show right now, you know, a lot of people want to know where Nigeria is. So I want you to take a look right now on your television. You can see a Google map showing us where Nigeria is at. So you're looking at the world. There's America, South America. It's spinning a little bit. Now you're looking at the continent of Africa and the country of Nigeria. There we go. And that's what we're talking about. And first, before we get started too much, we want to be able to talk, get our audience kind of a picture, visual type thing. It's like, you know, what are 12 facts about Nigeria? And FTD Facts shares 12 of those facts with us. And you can let us know. You can validate them, or you can say they're not. But kind of give us kind of a context right here. Let's go there now.
Yeah.
In this episode of FTD Facts, we're journeying into the continent of Africa and exploring the Federal Republic of Nigeria, commonly known simply as Nigeria. It's a land filled with music and colors and beautiful people. What's happening, everybody? My name is Leroy Kenton, and I've wanted to give you guys facts about Nigeria for a long time. A lot of you guys requested it, so now let's take a look. Before we get into the facts, guys, I want to know, when you think of Africa, what's the first thing that comes to mind? For me, it's the food, like jollof rice. Oh my goodness, so good. All you Nigerians watching this know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, the name Nigeria, where did it even come from? Nigeria gets its name from the river Niger, and that actually is the largest river in West Africa. The name was coined by a late 19th century British journalist named Flora Shaw. Now, the river covers a distance of 2,600 miles and runs into the Atlantic Ocean via the Gulf of Guinea after it passes through a huge delta known as the Niger Delta. Now, the Niger Delta is the second largest delta in the world. Nigeria is also a very multicultural place. There are over 500 ethnic groups in Nigeria, and the three largest of those are Hausa, Igbo, and Yoruba. But not just multicultural, it's also multilingual. Nigeria has 7% of the total amount of languages spoken on Earth. Although the official language in Nigeria is English, there's also 600 distinct language groups there. So it's very multicultural, very multilingual, but when it comes to religion, there is like three of them. All right, not just three of them, but they have the three basic religions, and that's Islam, Christianity, and the traditional religion there. Islam is prevalent in the northern part of Nigeria. Christianity is heavily practiced in the eastern part of Nigeria, as well as in the middle of the country. And we have the traditional religion. According to history, Islam was introduced to Nigeria by a trader from Mali, and Christianity was introduced by British missionaries. This country of Nigeria is also at times considered to be the giant of Africa. But why? Okay, so let's take a look. Nigeria has a very large population and economy. It's the most populous black nation in the earth, as well as the seventh most populous country in the world with a population of 189 million people at the time of filming this. And did you also know that nearly half the population of Nigeria is younger than 15 years old? The Yoruba ethnic group has the highest rate of twins in the world. Igbo Ora, which is a little town in the Oyo state, has been nicknamed the twin capital of the world because of its unusual high birth rate for twins. They estimate it's about 158 twins per 1,000 births. Yeah, that's pretty high. Now, many people do speculate that this high birth rate is due to the large consumption of yams by Nigerians. But then again, that's just a rumor. Yams are good for you, though. Eat your yams. I love them. Food. Oh my gosh. Despite its large population, Nigeria is still largely a rural country. Only 48% of the population actually live in cities. The walls of Benin, constructed from 800 to 1400 AD, is located in the present Edo state. These walls are the largest ancient earthworks in the world and probably the largest man-made structure on earth. They enclose 6,500 square kilometers of land, and they're over 16,000 kilometers long. Originally, the walls of Benin were thought to be twice as long as the Great Wall of China. However, back in 2012, after very careful measuring, it was announced that, you know, the Great Wall of China is still the longest wall ever. And that measures at 21,000 kilometers long. Now, according to the World Resources Institute, Nigeria is home to 4,715 different types of plant species and over 550 species of breeding birds and mammals. Now, let's talk about the movie industry in Nigeria. The movie industry, dubbed Nollywood, is the second biggest movie industry in the world.
My daughter, I did not see the fire when you saw it.
Now, this is in terms of production of movies. First, we have Bollywood in India, Nollywood in Nigeria, and then Hollywood in America. And in fact, Nollywood produces up to 50 movies a week. And in terms of the output, that is over 1,000 movies annually. Okay, so check out these numbers. 010101. Those numbers actually refer to the meals of the day. So if you have 010, it means that you skip breakfast and dinner, but you have lunch. And if you have 101, that means you have breakfast and dinner, but you skip lunch. Now, we know that Nigeria has a very rich culture and a huge economy, but who's the richest person in Nigeria? Here's a Nigerian billionaire, Aliko Dangote.
It's always better to be humble. You know, they say that no condition is permanent.
He's estimated to be worth $12.1 billion, according to the latest reports. He's the CEO of the Dangote Group, and currently he's 59 years old. Now, this brings us to the end of our first journey of Nigeria. Definitely tons more to look at in this country. So if you have any facts for any future parts of Nigeria, you can send them to our email at ftdfacts@gmail.com. And also let me know down below if you do want a part two. This is our first fact video on
So you're looking African at
country.
Right there, you're looking at right there, and I wanted to be able to ask you, you know, how accurate were they in those facts to kind of catch us up on Nigeria? Was he accurate or?
Yeah, it's a good research work.
Okay, good.
Really good research work.
Because a lot of times people clump all of Africa into one mindset, and it's like, it's many countries.
Oh, Africa is a big continent.
Huge.
Very big continent. I think it's the second biggest, I mean, in the world.
Right.
I think second, you know. So Africa is, Nigeria is just one of the 50 countries in Africa.
So it's 50 countries that are in Africa.
About 50 or 52, because lately Sudan has been splitted into
That's
two.
That's right.
So it's more than 50.
Wow.
So it should be about 50, between 50 and 52.
And we're going to be getting to, you know, the effective ministry that God's given you there and how you're even ministering here in America.
Yeah.
And we want to just kind of get a good idea of what, you know, what the people are like, what the culture is like, you know, and it's exciting. I've learned so much from you and learned so much from our research, you know, about it.
Yeah, Nigeria is a place to go.
Yeah.
It's a hospitable country. Yes, every nation has their hiccups here and there, but relatively, Nigeria is a safe place to go.
Awesome.
And they are so hospitable. Mm-hmm. They love Americans. They love strangers, right, especially people from other part of the world. Maybe when you come to Nigeria, mm-hmm, we will make you taste some of our, you know, African recipe.
Right. The rice.
You
right.
will really enjoy it.
So was that rice you. Correct, where they talked about the rice?
Oh, rice, yes. So. Rice, and there is a common food that we call fufu.
Mm-hmm.
This food is made out of corn flour.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So they make it like a dough, and you use it along with soup.
Ah.
You know, you will really enjoy it when you come over.
Twice. I'm going to go to Nigeria. I would love that.
Yeah.
I would totally love to do that.
Yeah.
You may need to put my ticket out of Nigeria.
You will enjoy our jollof rice. We call it jollof rice.
Jollof rice.
Yes, jollof rice is... there is how they make it in Nigerian way.
Right.
You will really love it.
Hey, you want to send me to Nigeria today? I'll go with him. You send me there. I really do. I mean, my heart. I mean, the Lord. Yeah. I talked to you about this sometime back because you were here during the dedication of this studio, and you're here in our previous studio as well.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that, what God has shown you about revival coming and all.
Mm.
But in the context of that the Lord put on my heart that there's I'm supposed to be connected to Africa.
I mean,
obviously, he's connected to Africa. But there was this phone call I got from a brother in Africa, and it was a bad connection. And he's talking to him, and he's just weeping and weeping and weeping. And he's just saying, you know, I've been looking for you. I've been looking for you. You know, and it was just that connection, father-son type feel. You know, your spiritual father. It was just like that kind of connection. And we finally connected, but it was a bad connection. I was trying to listen on the phone, and he was trying to talk on the phone. So I know God's doing something. He's connecting us to Africa, and I know he's connected you to America, and I'm excited to see what God does. We're going to go to this break. When we get back from this break, we're going to take a look at what does the life look like if you're in Nigeria, and you can validate this, and we're going to talk about that because you're here in America. Obviously, you're staying on a beautiful farm in Silver Hill, Alabama. I did not envy. I was driving like a mile-long driveway. I'm like, this is beautiful, you know? It's like this gorgeous place you're staying.
Yeah.
Beautiful place to pray. And but we will get back from the break. We're going to show what's lifestyle like in Nigeria. We got so many awesome things. This program and our next program, you don't want to miss it because our hearts are going to join Apostle Kaderi's heart and connect to Nigeria. What is God saying about America, and what is he saying about Nigeria? Join us after the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The sights, the monuments, the faith are beyond belief. But beyond the ancient homeland you've always known, discover how all of Israel is beyond belief. Immerse yourself deeper. Reawaken your passion. With 1,000 new perspectives, your heart will stay, but you will return renewed and amazed beyond belief. Your journey begins here.
Welcome back to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining me is Apostle Isaiah Kadiri. We're so glad to have you here, and we're talking about Nigeria, and we're going to be also talking about the lifestyle there. And I know we were just talking during the break about how many languages are actually there in Nigeria.
Well, it should be over 350 languages. So it's just a miracle to bring people of different languages together.
Right.
To make a country. It's just, Nigeria is a unique country.
Wow.
Multicultural, multi-ethnic city, and everything different. Mm-hmm. So is the binding force, it got to be God.
Right.
You know, because you can travel from one city to another city with different languages altogether.
Wow. You can almost do that here, like with the southern dialect, where we talk different than...
It's not even dialect.
It's
completely
different.
Different, yeah.
But you'll have a common language, English.
English is the common language.
Which came from the Brits when the Brits were there.
Yeah, we were colonized by the Britain, and we got our independence in 1960.
I hear a lot of, you know, today people are talking about colonization. It has been for years, and all the negative things that came with that, and then... But the one thing that I've noticed that went through that is the King James English Bible and the English language, which brought the gospel to Australia, all over the place. Although with it, you know, oppressive men and crazy things that went on. But is that what kind of carried the Bible through the...
To me, the colonization of Africa, and especially Nigeria, is a blessing.
Okay.
It's a blessing because that is what really brought the gospel light to Africa.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Africa has been lying down for centuries over centuries in traditional worship. And what they call traditional worship is like paganism. And that paganism is the worship of stone, worship of trees, worship of animals, which doesn't make sense.
Right.
So, but when the colonial masters came, they came Bible on one hand, and then they have also a mind to also establish their domain in Africa. So through the colonial master, we were able to embrace the light of the gospel.
Right.
So it's a blessing.
So if you don't, I think that I noticed the people who don't know God, they don't understand God and his desire for us all to know him. If you pull that paradigm out, then a lot of things don't make sense. There is no biblical worldview. But when you understand, this got the gospel to everyone. One common language. Prior to that, of course, there are a few folks that didn't want the Bible printed for anyone, you know, and then finally, you know, the Church of England and the King got it out with the King James Version, and then you had, you know, the others that began to, the Gutenberg printing press, and traveled it around the world. So that was awesome that came from, and the fact that many people speak English, because without that, you got almost the Tower of Babel in Nigeria, where everybody's speaking all these different languages, and nobody can communicate. And that's exciting. I can't wait till the Lord makes a way for me to go with you to Nigeria.
Yeah, there's no place on earth that you have so much diversity like Nigeria. No place on earth that you have multicultural life like Nigeria.
Right.
So Nigeria is unique. Nigeria is special,
right?
You know, because over 300 languages, Like where I pastor in Warri Church mm-hmm. in Delta State, mm-hmm. I can't even speak their language. I can't hear their language there.
Wow.
So my town is about 8 hours drive away mm-hmm. from where I pastor. Oh, wow. So we don't speak the same language. Mm-hmm. Between where I station now and mm-hmm. where I was brought up, you can count about 12 to 15 languages. Wow. They can't hear each other. Mm. So Nigeria is so unique and so special. I don't know where if that was the center of Babel in those days, but I do know that English language is what really binds the whole nation together. The means of communication is English language, so is the official language.
It's amazing what came out of North Africa when you look at all the history and traces all the way back.
Yes,
you know, to that area. Well, the we want to take a look at this. You know, what does the lifestyle look like? You know, we're going to bring this up, and you can validate it or let us know if it's different there. We want to be able to take you there, because think about it. I mean, the secular media, they put Nigeria and Africa in a wrong light. This is an awesome country. God's doing some beautiful things. We're going to be talking about some awesome things that are taking place and how significant things we're going to be talking about in this program and the next. Did you know that 80% of the population there, according to you can Google and find out, but also Apostle Kaderi shared it with me, makes a dollar a day in their income. We'll talk more about that, but think about what you can do by investing in Nigeria. In the kingdom, we're going to find out how an entire family gave their lives to God for one small investment and started a business and just turned their whole family around. But first, take a look at what it looks like, what the lifestyle looks like in Nigeria. Take a look.
Nigeria is a country with a vast amount of contradiction and complexity. It has giant megacities and small rural tribes. It's a land of self-reliance and entrepreneurial spirit, aching to reap the benefits of a modern world. But it's also riddled with inequality, unemployment, and terror groups looking to reverse that progress. Its government is modeled on America's Federal Republic, but its 55-year history post-British colonization is a chaotic mess of coup attempts and groups scrambling to gain and hold power. The shape of Nigeria today is in large part determined by its time as a British colony. Its borders are a result of lines feverishly drawn on a map when the European powers battled for control of the African continent. The English influence is overlaid onto the fractious tribal history of the land, and this can be felt everywhere in Nigeria today. English is the official language of the country, for example, but for many, it's just a spotty second language after their regional dialect, of which there are over 500. The rural countryside is plagued with problems. Two-thirds of Nigerians live in extreme poverty. Infrastructure is a mess. Though electricity is notoriously spotty in Nigerian cities, it's much worse in the rest of the country. It's not uncommon to have a total of only 24 hours of working electricity for every one-month period. This is largely due to the fact that the government's presence in rural areas can be almost non-existent. Indeed, it's this very absence that allowed for the rise and flourishing of terror groups like Boko Haram, who operate with relative impunity. If you're a young person in Nigeria, and statistically you probably are, the median age is only 18, it's easy to see how these poor conditions would drive you to Nigeria's urban centers looking for more opportunity and a better life. Most likely it would drive you to Lagos, the nation's crown jewel, the second fastest growing city in Africa and the seventh in the world. Lagos is a microcosm of the economic disparities within the country at large. An oil boom contributes to the upper class wealth and massive urban migration contributes to a growing population of slum-dwelling poor. The streets are almost always congested thanks to a lack of working traffic lights, and there's the incredible sight of a large slum consisting of shacks on stilts on the lagoon at the southwestern side of the city. Its worst problems notwithstanding, the fate of Lagos seems to lie with its middle class, an enterprising, fast-growing part of the population willing to take the resources they have to create a better life. They're fighting corrupt government officials, slapdash infrastructure, and a staggering wealth gap. But their resolve is steadfast. The working class of Nigeria represents the best hope for a society with real social mobility. To live in Nigeria is to live with forces pulling you in every imaginable direction, and despite them, to forge your own.
What an amazing place. Listen, we're going to talk more about Nigeria and with Apostle Kaderi when we get back from this break. But listen, we have this offer for you. Do you know that, you know, many people are complaining about the news and secular media? The answer is for the church to rise up. We have the capabilities to make major impact in the media mountain. And you can do that simply by partnering with us. When you partner with us financially, we like to send you a free gift. This is an awesome teaching right here. Kingdom philanthropic mindsets and lifestyle. Kingdom philanthropic mindsets and lifestyle. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. Do you know that your father owns the cattle on a thousand hills? That his whole streets are paved with gold? That you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ? And you have the ability to transfer that kingdom wealth here on earth by praying for folks.
Yeah.
Healing, signs, provision, houses. You know, this is Betsy DeVos and her husband, Richard DeVos. She's now over the education mountain, the Secretary of Education in America. She stood the fight, and this talks all about that. She set a great example. She's worth over $5 billion plus dollars, but you know what she's doing? She's a Christian, and her and her husband are serving people, serving our country. And our father has way more than $5 billion. We want to send this to you for your partnership. Here's some details.
Offer 2028, Kingdom Philanthropic Mindsets and Lifestyle. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. What would you do for others if you were given $5 billion and asked to help others? That is the question Betsy DeVos, the United States Secretary of Education, asks herself every day. Her father was a billionaire automotive business owner, and her husband, Richard Dick DeVos's father, founded Amway and owns the Orlando Magic NBA basketball team. Discover how many people she's impacted and how many you can impact when you understand who your father is, the wealth that he has, and how he has called you to use it to bless others. I believe when you watch this message, your mindset, what you believe about yourself and your purpose will shift to what God has called you to be, a philanthropic son or daughter of his. You will never look at the same scripture the same. Ask anything in my name, and I will do it for you the same again. We'd like to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. You can become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at VFNTV. That's 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or you can call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2028. Kingdom philanthropic mindsets and lifestyle. Nothing to lose, everything to gain.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm a friend of a young girl who is going to community college. She has an English professor who has been showing pornographic pictures, talking down about Christians.
Well, the first thing we have to do is find out what the course is and what the course material is. And let me tell you this. The idea of disparaging someone's faith, making fun of Christianity, shows hostility towards religion. And the Supreme Court has said that you've got to be neutral towards religion. You can't have hostility towards religion, which is precisely what you've got in a situation like that. And the court has been very, very specific that they are not going to allow this kind of hostility towards religion or religious expression, that is simply not allowed.
Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
The word today is engage. Jan Miller from Pensacola, Florida, who's in Human Resources, wants me to talk about it. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. I can still remember I was in my 20s the first time I heard Zig Ziglar speak. I was in Dayton, Ohio. I was on the front row. I never heard him before. And for 2 hours, he walked across that stage. He had us all in the very palm of his hand. We were totally engaged. We were totally immersed in what he was saying. That day was one of the eureka moments in my life because I had a speaker that engaged me by his communication style, and I had a person engage me because of what he said. He said something that day that changed my life. He said, if you'll help other people get what they want, they in turn will help you get what you want. That was a life-changing day for me. I was engaged by the person and by the subject. As I think about it now, there's nothing I enjoy more than a conversation with another person of which I am engaged. Time goes so fast, and the experience is exhilarating.
Torch, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torchlight, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this? Including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared. So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm Greg Lancaster, and I'm here today with Apostle Isaiah Kaderi. So excited about what he's doing in America, what he's doing in Nigeria. And we just saw right before the break, you know, what life is like in Nigeria. Was that accurate? Does it look like it's about what it is?
Yeah, it's almost accurate.
Wow.
Everything. It's really, the poverty level is so bad, but we are trusting God and praying for the country, trusting the Lord that things will get better. So the government of the day now are working hard to see how they can, you know, fight corruption.
Is it a democracy?
It's a democracy.
Like an American democracy?
Yes, oh, yes. Wow. Okay. So they are fighting corruption so hard now.
Is your Christian the new president?
The new president is a Muslim. Mm-hmm. And
is he like Sisi over Egypt, where Sisi's friendly to?
The vice president is a Christian. Mm-hmm. A Christian is a pastor.
They ran together on the ticket?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a pastor running with the Muslim.
Okay.
So we believe that there's going to be a balance.
Right,
so,
right.
But they are fighting hard against corruption. That's really what has really dealt a blow to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. You know, Nigeria is an endowed country. Mm-hmm. We have,
meaning it's very wealthy,
yeah,
resources.
So wealthy, mm-hmm. And but in the midst of that, it's so unfortunate that lack of leadership and mm-hmm. management, mm-hmm. you know, or mismanagement has brought the country to this point. But the government of the day, if they get serious more, mm-hmm. doing what they are doing,
right,
Nigeria may come out of the of this nightmare.
It's amazing. You can have all this money, all these resources.
Yeah.
You got the wealthiest man in all the continent of
yeah.
Africa living there,
yeah.
and yet it's not shared with the people.
No, well,
there's a prophetic word that was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick. He's a spiritual father to me, and he said that the Lord showed him that there's going to be a great transference of wealth.
Yeah.
And that, you know, Satan said to Jesus, he said, when he was being going through the temptation, he says, listen, if you'll bow to me, you'll worship me, I will give you these kingdoms. And Jesus didn't call him a liar, because at the fall of man, you know, man gave over that authority, but Jesus was going to take it back, obviously. But when this kind of authority is given, when the church is not moving in its place, a small group of people can control all the resources for a
yeah.
nation.
Yeah.
Because Satan can have a hold of those few folks.
Yeah.
Like in America, I believe it's something like 85% of our wealth controlled by about 1% of the people here.
Yeah.
Which means if God touches that one wealthy man in Nigeria, everybody
yeah, is going to be blessed. So
blessed.
We are trusting God that the paradigm is shifting right now.
Right.
And God is doing amazing thing, new thing mm-hmm. right now. By the people of Nigeria, they are praying a lot.
Right.
They are praying a lot because the Bible says, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, mm-hmm. from their corrupt ways.
Yes.
Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. So God is in the process of healing Nigeria. Wow. Right now, Nigeria is a business destination right now because we have over 37 mineral deposit.
Wow.
In Nigeria.
So 37 different mineral deposits.
Yes.
There. Wow.
It's the country is so endowed. We have no reason to be poor.
Right.
We have no reason to be where we are now.
How's education there? Does everybody get a chance to get educated?
Oh, yeah.
Like a good education?
Yeah.
Giving it to the people?
Yes. Education right now thrives more in the southern part.
Okay.
Than the northern part. But the government of the day, they are trying to encourage all children from the north to...
From where?
From the northern part of Nigeria.
Okay.
They are trying to encourage them, to pursue education.
So that's how so many people are controlled when the government holds back education from its people.
But our government is encouraging education now.
Very good.
Because for the first time, they are... making meals available for children in school. So they said the children at school should have one meal a day, provided by government.
Wow.
We have never seen something
like
that.
So they're like the 010. Which means they don't eat for breakfast, but they do eat lunch, but they don't have supper.
Yeah, well, when they get to their houses, they should eat their supper. But during school hours, the government is trying to provide a meal for the school children. We've never seen it like that.
Wow.
So it's a good development is what really...
These are future leaders, future politicians, future pastors, future business owners, then.
Yeah.
The ones that are being educated.
Oh, sure. Education is vital to the development of every country. So if they pursue this course right the way they are doing it, if they can get more serious about it, Nigeria will change.
Is the education in one language or 300 languages?
The education is in English language.
Wow.
So English is a major thing. Everything is taught in English.
I'm excited about going.
Yeah. So we will welcome you.
Yes. According to that electricity thing not being all day, might need to take some batteries. So if y'all want to donate some batteries, a little fan blowing.
Americans, God has blessed this nation.
We're very blessed, aren't we?
And I always say American has no reason to complain.
Yes.
All Americans should do is to lift their hands and worship.
Amen.
For God has blessed this nation.
I think every day.
The leaders that you have, before they have been, rendering a selfless service to the nation.
Right.
And God has given them wisdom to plan for the nation, to bring the nation to this point. So you won't really understand until you travel out of the state to the third world countries.
Right.
When you get to the third world countries and see what the world look like, when you come back, you will be thankful.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
You will be thankful.
I am looking forward to that.
I think you should send some of your children over to Africa to just on vacation. When they come back, they will never be the same.
My son went to Haiti for six weeks to work there at an orphanage, and he came back and said, I'll never complain again.
That's right.
But that lasted about 2 days. But he said, Americans have nothing to complain about at all. Of course, when he walked around, they speak Creole there, and so he walked around, everybody would go, blah, blah.
That's right.
They just call him white. He'd walk around, they would say, blah, blah. I think this word is blah.
The life presently now is so hard. So hard, a lot of people starve. Mm-hmm. The starvation, lack of food is one of the major things. And the measure the government is going now is to encourage food production. They want to go into mechanized farming, to try to have equipment shipped over to Nigeria that can plow the earth and produce food, because there is gross food shortages right now.
Does the soil produce well there?
Oh, yeah. It's a fertile ground. If you are a farmer in Nigeria, if you do mechanized farming in Nigeria like you do here in the state,
right.
Oh, man, you will be a wealthy man.
Wow.
Because we don't have all those machines. We don't have all those instruments.
Not yet.
We don't have tractors.
It sounds like this wealthy man in your country could purchase all of that. And
yeah.
It could be another business for him.
He's into other business, like
oil.
Not necessarily. He's into lime cement.
Okay.
Cement industry, production of sugar, and some other business, you know.
Right.
So his hands are full.
Right.
He cannot do all things.
So, well, he just needs to transfer that wealth to you.
Yeah.
So he could do that. Right? We're about to go to break, and I want to say this before we go to break, and make sure you join this next program, too, because we're going to continue talking about the miracles and the things that God's doing and how you can impact Nigeria. But speaking about how resources are locked up with a few people, and only evilness would do that.
Yeah.
You know, the person that might not know that that's evil, but if a person up the street is starving and you have more than enough to be able to provide, and America has more than enough, but the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, that we were in this courtroom and the evil one was on trial and everybody was watching this trial and nobody thought it would ever change.
That's
they had
right.
no hope whatsoever. You know, this is how life is. You know, we're going to make a dollar a day, or this is how it's going to be. You know, those few people are going to control all that wealth.
Mm.
You know, we had nothing. We didn't feel up. We didn't feel down about it. And the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted.
Yeah.
And we're like this. We're like, I mean, we just like, whatever, let's get on with it. Because so long it's been like that, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he turns back towards the judge. And as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down. Bam! And the gavel come down, and the entire courtroom begins to fill with gold, not dust, not nuggets, but like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us, and he's covered in this rain. You can't even see across the courtroom. And he points at us and says, I told you it was coming.
Hmm.
What I didn't understand, what God was showing me, when God deals with the evil one, that the resources get released.
Yes.
You just want the guy to get off your back, but God's going, no, when I deal with this evil one, there's going to be great resources coming, and we know what to do with those resources, wouldn't we?
Oh, sure. There's so much to do.
Yeah, we'll get back from this break. We're going to talk more about that. Make sure you join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joaquin, I'm out here with Apollos Hester, wide receiver for the Patriots. You guys had one heck of a game tonight. How'd it go? I mean, it was going a little back and forth. You guys knew it was going to be a tough dogfight out there, and it was. So what were you guys able to do to come back and win this thing?
All right, well, at first we started slow. We started real slow. And, you know, that's all right. That's okay, because sometimes in life you're going to start slow. That's okay. We told ourselves, hey, we're going to start slow. We're going to keep going fast. We're going to start slow, but we're always, always going to finish fast. No matter what the score was, we're going to finish hard. We're going to finish fast. Yeah, they had us the first half. I'm not going to lie. They had us. We weren't defeated, but they had us. But it took guts. It took an attitude. That's all it takes. That's all it takes to be successful is an attitude. And that's what our coach told us. He said, hey, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. You're going to go out there. You're going to battle. You're going to fight. You're going to do it for one. You're going to do it for one another. Do it for each other. You're going to do it for yourself. You're going to do it for us. And you're going to go out with this win. And we believe that. We truly did. And it's an awesome feeling. It's an awesome feeling when you truly believe that you're going to be successful. Regardless of the situation, regardless of the scoreboard, you're going to be successful because you put in all the time, all the effort, all the hard work, and you know that it's going to pay off. And if it doesn't pay off, you continue to give God the glory. If you still lose the game, you continue to get each other's back. And that's what we realized. Win or lose, we realized that we were going to be all right. It was going to be okay. We're gonna keep smiling. It was awesome. Awesome.
Paul's always got a smile on his face. Talk about attitude. This guy's got attitude, awesome. If you guys can tell. We met earlier this week, and this was the enthusiasm I saw.
It's the mindset. Yes, ma'am. Hey, you can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams. Keep smiling no matter what you're going through. If you fall down, just get up. If you can't get up, your friends are there to help you up. Your mama's there. Your daddy's there. God's there. Hey, I'm there to help you up. You're there. It's going to be all right. Just keep smiling, man.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome back. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Apostle Isaiah Kaderi from Nigeria, and really, I think, from America. I think God's given him a heart for both that's going on right here. Well, tell us what's going on. I mean, God's moving, obviously, in a powerful way in Nigeria. I want to show a picture first, if you could. Tell us a little bit about this picture, what's going on right here. Can you pull up? There we go. What's happening here?
Oh, yeah. This is this is our all-night meeting.
All-night?
All-night meeting. One Friday in every month, we gather as a church to pray from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
So it's all night long meeting. So it's a miracle service where healing takes place, deliverance takes place, and
healing,
deliverance, and prophetic revelations. And
awesome.
So many signs and wonders are always future in a meeting like this.
Right, right.
And we have really seen the hand of the Lord in a strong way.
So the dedication is going after God.
Yes.
That's one thing that used to happen all the time.
Yes.
Historically in the church in America, but it seems we got too professional and too, you know, certain time frames. Is this picture here also the all night services?
This is an all night. This one you're seeing here now is a conference of our women.
Ah,
it's a conference of our women. Mm-hmm. So we usually feature it in the month of August at the Central Church.
I think they have some more. No, this is, are they praying or what happened here? He's singing.
He's singing. He's singing. He's one of the praise team member.
In the Brownsville Revival, the power of God, glory of God was so thick and so heavy that you couldn't stand up under the glory of God. Some of the best times I had with God was on the floor.
That's right.
Is this a comedian here? This is a comedian?
He's a singer.
A singer, okay.
He's a singer. He's a worship leader.
Okay.
So he usually feature in our... He's a popular name.
Okay.
You know, he usually feature in our main meeting.
Right.
If we have an all-night prayer meeting, we bring praise worshipers
all night,
from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m.
That's huge. I remember Linda Cooley during revival, his throat would bleed because he would sing.
Yes.
You know, he would sing that whole time.
It's an amazing experience. We used to have that once every month.
Wow.
Once every month. Every month, first Friday of every month is our all-night meeting.
Wow.
And every church member has to be there. And it's always packed out.
Well, you have, 5,000? How many members?
Well, Central Church, if we have a program going on, we can be up to 1,200.
Wow.
We can be up. But when we pull all our branches together and all our churches together, we should be about that 5,000 people.
Wow, that's powerful. And all night. That's beautiful, that kind of dedication. I mean, God hears that kind of prayer.
Oh, yeah. The voice of people goes like wave on the sea.
Oh, wow.
So the move of God in Nigeria is so amazing. It's so amazing that there is a church we call Redeemed Christian Church of God in Lagos. They have hosted a meeting that hosted over 12 million people.
Wow.
Converge for a 1 week conference.
Wow.
It was the preacher has to drive through the congregation to get to the pulpit.
Wow.
So they leave it's miles, about miles and miles and miles before you
get to. How do they hear? How do they project the sound?
Yeah, the place is really, really, the engineering work is great. That there are big screen everywhere
You
can see the preacher. And for the preacher to get to the pulpit, he has to drive through.
It's like heaven.
Yeah.
That's what you think about heaven, the multitudes in heaven.
So it's a great move of God. It's a great move of God that God is doing something phenomenal. We have over 80 million Christians in Nigeria.
Wow.
Right
80
now.
Million.
Over 80 million Christians in Nigeria.
Yeah, we just came through a whole season of our leader that was not openly for Christianity.
Yeah.
He seemed to promote Islam more than he did Christianity. And the church began to wake up in America, realizing, you know, we need to pay attention. And we prayed.
Yeah.
And God heard, you know, as we were talking about in Silver Hill, that around November, in October, the Lord told me what he was going to do. And it was so unbelievable, you know, that it was, what was going to happen, that it was just had to be a God thing. And he did. He shifted. And that's the one thing God told me was that our new president would be a friend of the church, that he would be helpful to the church. And he's been there.
Amen.
And it's a big deal for a country to turn that way, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, it's God's miracle, because God is going to use anybody for his own glory.
Yeah.
So when God saw how everything was going, God decided to intervene and to bring the present precedent. Mm. So
God can get the glory for
yes,
that.
Only God get right. the credit, only right. God get the glory.
Right.
Because it wouldn't have happened ordinarily. Mm-hmm. There wouldn't have been any chance for that to happen. But when God steps in,
yeah,
anything can happen.
I think everybody was shocked, including him.
Yeah, everybody was surprised.
Right.
So that's how God works.
But he immediately said that, too. He's had a lot of different meetings, and he met with the people who are heading organizations to stop human trafficking and sex trafficking, and he says, we're going to put the weight of America behind ending this thing.
Mm-hmm.
He met with each of these things the other president that didn't even talk about. He's saying, this is the right thing to do. And every single one, including education. I'm excited because when the church wakes up, then we'll be in Nigeria too. We'll be helping the American church. We'll be with the Nigerian church, helping out in whatever way we can. And our next program, I want to talk more about that, because we're going to talk about the details and what's taking place, what's taking place in America since you've been here. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Carmen Wilkerson-Williams on as well, giving testimonies about what's happening in America. But God has put on your heart, we're about to close up, God's put on your heart to be able to wake us up. We only have 1 minute left. Can you use this 1 minute right now to be able to close us out in prayer? Because we always close our program out in prayer. We have a minute to be able to do that, if you would.
Yeah. In the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for every viewer of this broadcast. We believe that you have touched the heart of your people. And we ask in the name of Jesus that this revelation that we have shared together will bring us together to work together internationally in the name of Jesus. Lord, I use this opportunity to pray for the sick out there.
Yes.
And those who are hurting in their body. Yes. I rebuke every sickness yes. out of people. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice, whatever the report of the doctor is over your life, I command in the name of Jesus that the wave of the glory of God yes. take that sickness out of your body right
yes.
now. I prophesy healing over
yes.
your body. I prophesy deliverance over you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I rebuke cancer. I rebuke diabetes. I rebuke every form of sickness that
yes.
troubles your body. Be healed in Jesus' name. I can see someone with migraine headache. You are healed right now.
Yes.
And that diabetes cannot stay in your body anymore. I command that sickness out of your body right here
now.
And right now
yes.
in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 That's awesome.
Amen.
Write us, call us, let us know about your healing. We're so excited. Join us in our next hour, because we're going to continue this. And we always ask the Lord, dear God, end abortion,
yes.
send revival,
yes.
send a third great awakening, we pray.
Thank
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
God bless.
Name. Amen.
Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. Aiken Picture Frame South has been serving Pensacola for over 30 years with custom framing and shadow boxes, and in most cases, while you wait. Contact Aiken today for sublimation printing, ceramic tiles, mouse pads, coffee mugs, and so much more. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails, Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Chris, isn't abiding, spending time with the Lord, just an awesome thing?
Oh, it definitely is. And that, you know, abiding is something that's just totally changed my life. You know, there was a point in time that I didn't even think that I could hear from God. I didn't know that I could spend time with God and hear from him. And it's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times that through abiding that God spoke to me something that morning that I needed that day. That was something that came up that God spoke to me, and to be able to encourage somebody else, or it was to help me through a particular situation that I was, you know, that God knew that I was going to run into that day.
It's like a chain link event where God gives you a rhema word for that, a living, active, breathing word that it blesses you.
Exactly.
But it blesses another person.
Yes.
Another person is living and active.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And it's just, you know, it just continues. It just keeps going and going, you know.
It's exciting, isn't
it? It's very exciting.
We can do this for the rest of our lives.
Yes, the rest of our lives. And it's just, you know, to be able to commune with the creator of the universe.
Awesome.
You know, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to you clearly.
Right.
And he speaks to you the way that you hear.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we don't all hear the same way, but
right.
But God knows, you know, how to speak to us. And,
right.
And it's just awesome. It's just, it's powerful. You know, it's life-changing.
Yeah. When you abide with the Lord, like he talks about in John 15, you know, apart from abiding in him, we can accomplish nothing. When we do that at the beginning of our day, the day is nothing but amen instead of oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's already spoken to us about our day. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want that life. I want to be able to abide with God. Listen, we have a simple plan available for you right now. It's free. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org and request your free plan today. Listen, you're called, and by the way, you can't do anything outside of abiding with the Lord. That's iabide.org.